The Great Cretaceous period was drawing to a close, and its termination marks the end of the Great Sea invasions of the continents. Particularly is this true of North America, where there had been just 24 great inundations. And though there were subsequent minor submergences, none of these can be compared with the extensive and lengthy marine invasions of this and previous ages. These alternate periods of land and sea dominance have occurred in million-year cycles. There has been an age-long rhythm associated with this rise and fall of ocean floor and continental land levels. And these same rhythmical crustal movements will continue from this time on throughout the Earth's history, but with diminishing frequency and extent.